chapter 5, and I would like to read verses 9 and 10. We want to thank Lorraine for ministering to our souls and ministering to our spirits. There is a difference. 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. To most people in our world, Jesus Christ is nothing. To many, Jesus Christ is something. And to a few, Jesus Christ is everything. To those to whom Jesus Christ is nothing, he does nothing. To those to whom Jesus Christ is something, he does something. But for those to whom Jesus Christ is everything, yes, Jesus Christ does everything. I've made a list this afternoon, this evening, as a result of the music that we have heard. The verse says, if we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. I've made a list of the testimony of God that we've heard this evening. If we receive the testimony of God in all of its entirety, in all of its fullness, Jesus Christ will be everything to us. But the text says that if we reject the witness of God, then Jesus Christ is nothing. The difference between those who have Jesus Christ as everything and those who have Jesus Christ as nothing is the measure or the matter of faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. Faith is the great word in the New Testament. Believe or faith is used, I think, in every book of the New Testament. It's used in at least three areas of our life. There is the exercise of faith in relationship to salvation. And the key word is receive. As many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God, even to those that believe on his name. The problem that God deals with is the problem of sin, the problem of pardon. And that is solved by receiving the message that God gives about his Son. There's also the area of sanctification. We are saved by faith. Acts tells us we are sanctified by faith. The problem there is to deal with the perfection, the maturing and the developing of the believers. That problem is also solved by faith. The third area in which faith is used is the area of service. We serve by faith. And in each of these three areas, Jesus Christ can be everything, or Jesus Christ can be something, and in a few cases, Jesus Christ can be nothing. It's this area of salvation I'd like to look at this evening. It says, if we receive the witness of men. The word if there means since we receive the witness of men. You do. We do all day. We do all the time. No matter where we go, we exercise faith in men. Would you like me to illustrate? How often we receive the testimony of men. You ladies go into the grocery store and you pick up a can, and it says there's so much in it, and it has certain ingredients. You pick up a box of Cheerios or Corn Flakes, and it says it's got so many ounces in it, and you carry it home, and you open it, and you wonder who's been in there first, because it's only half full. You receive the testimony of men. 1,000 times in a week, we receive the testimony of men. If you watch television or listen to the news or to the radio, all day long we are faced with the witness and the testimony of men, and we receive it even when it's false. We receive it when it's true, and we receive it when it's false. If you use oil of Olay, you believe something that they're not saying. You believe that it'll make you young, but that's not what they say. They say it in such a way so that you think that's what they say, but that's not what they say. And yet you receive the testimony of men. You go to a bank and you take your precious hard-earned dollars and you hand it to a lady you've never seen before. She gives you a little slip of paper that has some numbers on it that says that she's gotten your $250 for that week. You receive the testimony, but it's not stated. She doesn't say, I'm going to put this in your account. You receive the testimony of men. You believe men. Some of the testimony is rejected because we don't believe it. One of the commercials for a cigarette says, they satisfy. I assume most of you reject that testimony because they don't. If they did, you'd only need one. But they don't satisfy, and so we reject that testimony. In a world where we are faced all the time with thousands of testimonies from men, the Bible says we receive the witness of men. You know, it's not a question in this text. It says, since you receive the witness of men, the Bible says that you do. We wonder if our president is believable. We listen to our newsmen, and they are on the lowest of the scale of believable people in our country. Our congressmen are hardly believable. Who can you believe in this world? The testimony is, we do believe them. And we accept that testimony. We receive all kinds of testimony about how to lose weight, how to stay thin, how to be healthy. What is it? It's the testimony of men. If you receive the testimony, or since you receive the testimony of men, what about the testimony of God? What has God testified to us? You see, salvation is believing the testimony that God has given to us about His Son and about ourselves. Salvation comes by believing that what God has said about you is true. We don't like that. We don't even like the testimony that men give about us. We stand in front of the mirror, and the mirror gives a testimony. We don't like it. We begin to see wrinkles, and we begin to see hair change color. We don't like it, and so we change it. But there are some things we can't change. We begin fighting the 5 B's. Baldness, bunions, bifocals, bridges, and a few other B's that you can throw in. It's the testimony of the mirror. You don't like it, but it's true. What is the testimony of God about you?
What is the testimony that God has given about every man, every woman, and every child that comes upon the face of this earth? What's the testimony? Do you want to hear what the testimony was tonight? We've listened to about a dozen songs. Do you know what the testimony of God is in those songs? The testimony of God says you need pardon. The testimony of God says you need peace. Says that you need strength. And you need hope. The testimony of God is that you need a Savior. The testimony of God is that you're in darkness and you need a light, the light of the world. The testimony of God is that you are enslaved to sin, to pain, to sorrow, to suffering, and you need freedom. The testimony of God is that you need forgiveness. That when sin came into the world, sin overcame you, as it overcame me and overcame everyone on the face of this earth. And you need freedom from sin. You need forgiveness from sin. That's the testimony of God. Do you believe that? It's greater than the testimony of men. The testimony of God is that when we're born upon the face of this earth, we are born blind. And the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine into our hearts and we should be saved. That's the testimony of God. And we're blind. The testimony of God is that we're lost. It's given to us in Psalm 107 that we wandered around in a desert land and finally we cried unto the Lord in our distress. And He brought us into the city. The testimony of God is that you are filled with fear. Medical dictionary lists over 300 phobias. Where does fear come from? 1 John says that fear comes from sin. And if we fear, we're not made perfect in love, because perfect love casts out fear. And the only place I can find perfect love is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The testimony of God is that you need life because you're dead. We're dead in trespasses and sins. And we need the light of life. You're in darkness and you need light. You have been overcome with death, because as by one man sin came into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And you need life. You need a mansion someplace, don't you? You need a retirement program that's out of this world. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. Have you? The testimony of God is that you need a mansion someplace. And the testimony of God has been given to us this evening. All of those are the testimonies that you've heard from God about yourself tonight. And if you believe that, if you believe the testimony that God has given about yourself, then you can turn to the testimony that God has given us about Himself. What is the testimony? You heard it this evening, and so did I. You just didn't take a pencil out and make a note as I did. What is the testimony God has given to us about His Son? He is the King. He is the Lord. He's faithful. Can you get that testimony from any man, any woman? There isn't one upon the face of the earth that witnesses true and faithful. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. You need a father? Have you got a real father? A faithful father? The testimony of God is that He is a faithful Father. The testimony of God is that He is unchangeable in two immutable things. And that word immutable means unchangeable. Two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. What's the other one? What's the other immutable thing? It's at least that God can't change. You need somebody who can't change? In the last 6 months, the stock market has changed more than anything else. Are you resting in that? Tomorrow or Monday, it may plummet back down where it came from. Is it changeable? Is there anything in this world that doesn't change? Which way are the hemlines going? They're changing. Fashions are changing. This tie is almost too wide. Is there anything that doesn't change? He is immutable. He's fresh. And he's new every morning, fresh every evening. Great is thy faithfulness. He is the provider. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's the pardoner. Have your sins been forgiven? The testimony of God is that Jesus Christ forgives sins. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And then he also forgives their sins. Go thy way and sin no more. Your sins be forgiven you. He's a Savior. Do you need salvation? He's a Savior. He's a light in a dark place. He's a miracle worker. Do you remember that one? He's a father. He's a guide. Do you need a guide? If you don't need a guide, you have accepted the testimony of the world, but you have rejected the testimony of God. We need a guide. He is life. He is great. How great thou art. He's great. He's the creator. He's the healer. He's the door. He is God. That's the testimony of God. And it's far greater than the testimony of men. If you receive the testimony of men, and you do, will you tonight receive the testimony of God? You need Christ. And he wants you. It's that simple. For every need you have, he can supply it. Because Jesus Christ is what he gives. Jesus Christ is what he gives. You cannot separate what Jesus Christ is from what Jesus Christ gives. Every need you have, he can supply it with his person, living and indwelling you. May I invite you to receive the testimony of God about yourself and about his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd be interested in some help in receiving this testimony, I would be delighted this evening to show you the door which will take you out of darkness into light, out of death into life, out of judgment into blessing, out of need into supply, out of yourself and into Christ. Shall we pray together? Our Father, we thank you, as the songwriter goes on to say, that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in. Our Father, we thank you that your greatness is not only manifested by the creation, by the stars which make up the Milky Way so many billions of light years away, by the awesome mountains, the grandeur of the valleys, the greatness of the trees, the wonder of the sky. Not only is your greatness seen there, but it's seen when our Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross, suffered, bled and died
that our sins might be forgiven. There, your greatness is most perfectly displayed. And so we thank you for that greatness manifested in our Lord Jesus Christ. May we each one worship and bow at his feet and say with the Apostle John, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever, because we believe, we receive the testimony you have given to us about the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.